So now we have a pathological liar against an idiot man-child. Election 2016, it just keeps getting better.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for July 22nd, 2016. This is Janine Vadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Excellent.
Sorry about that. My mind wandered.
Wow.
I was reading and then suddenly I wasn't.
Where did you go? Oops. Was it someplace
nice? Nice, very nice, yes.
Rainbows and unicorns and bunnies?
Sand and beach and all that kind of stuff.
Nice, wow.
Yeah.
Did you take me with you?
Next time.
Okay. Welcome. Thank you, Janine. And welcome to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I had an interesting week. Clearly, I mean, the politics of Prickly City now are becoming more and more obvious. I did describe, Hillary, first off, the Benghazi report came out when I was writing this thing. So she's changed her slogan to not that indictable, which I think is kind of funny. It goes on and she's, the people are used to the lies and apparently they are. They, you know, although her poll numbers, frankly, have really suffered. And just trying to kind of frame Donald Trump, the candidate, in the character in the strip as, you know, it's I just liked a couple of the lines I wrote this week. I was really proud of them. One of them was, you know, you've said a few lies yourself because he keeps saying lying Hillary and corrupt Hillary and all that. And the press says, well, you've told lies yourself. And Trump's response is, it's not lying if you don't know what you're talking about.
So he doesn't.
He doesn't. He's later asked about Gary Johnson, the libertarian candidate for president, who I like very, very much. And he keeps calling him a dope smoker. That's the talking point now for the Trump people, is that Gary Johnson, oh, he's a dope smoker. And he is, you know, granted. But
stoner with his finger on the button. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, I almost wish Trump was, just because it explained a lot of the speech patterns and just the stuff that comes spewing out of his maw. And at the end of it, I call Honey Bunny a pathological liar. I call him an idiot man-child, which I love that phrase, idiot man-child. It's Faulkner, isn't it?
Oh, I thought maybe it was Hemingway. It's hard to remember.
Okay, I thought it was a Southern thing, but I just love the phrase. So, and if the idiot man-child fits you, apply it to the Oompa Loompa, which is exactly what's happened. We've got something coming up next week, which is going to be awesome. I should tease this a little bit. I've been doing this podcast off and on since 2006, and for the very first time ever, we have guests.
Guests.
Very special guests in a very special Prickly City podcast. So check it out next week. Honestly, you're gonna like it. It was awesome for us, frankly.
Yes, it was.
It really was. So what do people say about our thing?
What
do
people
week?
Say about your thing? Okay.
about the comic strip.
We have
let's be more specific.
FBJSR, who says, I wish people would stop with the Benghazi stuff. Hillary already told us it was because of a video, and if you can't trust Hillary, who can you trust?
Is this person being facetious? I'm a little...
I think so.
If you can't trust her. Yeah, I just love, you know, both reports of Benghazi and the email FBI investigation reports came back and essentially said she's a liar. A, and B, she's incompetent, and the people around her were. Especially the Benghazi report doesn't mentions her, and the rest of the White House were just bumbling in terms of their response on the attacks.
Well, I don't understand the purpose of lying about the video, saying that it was because of a video. Because to me, that could have incited more violence elsewhere. It was like, oh, there's a video? Watch it, and then protest.
Right. No, and just why? You know, even because the night... after the attack, she texted Chelsea, of all people, to tell her their truth. And she also had texted or communicated with the foreign minister for Egypt to tell him the truth. It's just, and this is her pattern over the decades now, is that she lies and she just makes things worse that don't have to be worse, you know? And it's just, it's a reflexive response and it's just bizarre. So.
Well, coffee cup when... In response to the previous who can you trust, said certainly not the pathological liar Trump. Hillary lies when she has to. Trump lies for the fun of it, just to get one over on the rubes.
Yeah, you know, this guy, Trump, I don't like him. I know that doesn't come as any surprise to anybody. I genuinely think he has the very worst type of temperament to be president of the United States. He has no knowledge of the job and he has no regard for the rule of law. When you say things like he will make order our troops to break the Geneva Convention by torturing captives and killing their wives and family. There's something very
kind of contrasts with what his kids were saying about how kind he was.
Yeah, which was weird. I mean, this is the 22nd. The convention ended last night. And, you know, I mean, you know, he's a dad who will call his kids and will pay attention to them when they join the company. I mean, it was just a strange convention for me. And what's weird particularly is that I took away that view of it. But the polls, at least the overnight polls, showed that 53% to 57% of undecideds thought it was a great convention, and they were more likely to vote for him than
really?
Not.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I haven't gotten anything right. If you're listening to me as a pundit and thinking that I know what I'm talking about,
Forget about it.
Because, you know, when they say, the pundits have been wrong the whole time, yeah, I'm one of them. I really am. I've been wrong this entire election. So that's why, you know, when I say that Gary Johnson and William Weld are a great ticket and they could be competitive in the fall, everyone is like, well, what, you know, that's never happened before. Guess what else hasn't happened before? So anyway, what else we got?
Well, we've got Timothy, who says, Trump's proving you're giving the average voter too much credit. He's an abomination. Any idea that he could actually represent us should scare everyone with at least one working brain cell.
Well, apparently we have a lot of brain dead people in this country because the polls today are just neck and neck in all the battleground states. I mean, it's...
And I don't get that. I didn't think his speech was great. It was very long and it was very heavy on... the word I.
Right. Well, you pointed that out to me this morning. Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, it's just like, you know, there wasn't a lot of we. There wasn't a lot of us. There was a lot of me and I.
And not any, like, usually the convention, they say, let's get, you know, more Republicans or the Democrats in office, whatever. He didn't do that. It was just more get him in office.
Yeah.
It didn't matter down the line whether he would have any people to work with or not because he doesn't need them.
Well, he'll have the army apparently torturing them to do what he wants. No, it is when he said at one point of the speech last night, and I'm the only one who can do it. You just got to go, really, in a country of 320 million people, he's the only guy. And, boy, it's becoming scarier and scarier. Listen, I want to thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Janine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Michael Heidemann, thank you.
Hey, Michael.
He's our producer, and he does a great job here at WGN. He's a nice man.
He is.
If you want to keep up with what's going on in Prickly City, go to gocomics.com/Prickly City or go to scottstantis.com. And if you want to comment, leave comments there, or you can actually visit us. Or send us an email at pricklycity@gmail.com. I think that about covers it all.
You got it.
Next week, an incredibly special Prickly City podcast. I just want to tease it like that. Should I give any more?
No, I think that's good.
Okay.
Let them guess, because that sounds very interesting. It's like the old 70s sitcoms.
Yes.
You're going to discuss sex or drugs or something like that.
Well, we do, actually. So yes, that will be part of that podcast. Anyway, listen, again, thank you so much for listening to this week's edition. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.